This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ready to continue the conversation on the Good Day Health program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is here, cardiologist practicing at his clinic, Lake Cardiology, down in Central Florida. We'll go through the hour with lots of tips on how you can live longer, be happy, what to look out for. Ken's research continues. Every week he pours over all the journals to see what the report actually says. What does it mean to you? How do you take the information? What do you do with it? Well, that's up to you, much as anything else. But there are a lot of things that are going on. So let's get right to it, Ken. The FDA has approved the first marijuana-derived drug. This is something for epilepsy. Why is this significant? What do we use to treat epilepsy now? Do some people smoke pot to take care of it? Pot is actually... is something that is approved for use in certain circumstances now, right, medicinally?
Well, you have to talk about medical indications versus recreational use. And this is an important event this week because the FDA has approved for the first time this past Monday a drug derived from marijuana, and it's going to be used to treat epilepsy. The name of it is Epidiolex. It's from Greenwich Biosciences, and it's available.
All right. Available how? Doctor, right. Is it going to be available the same way every other drug? You go to CVS, Walgreens, local drugstore, after you get a... After you get a prescription.
Yeah, absolutely. Right.
So how is this different? It's an oral solution, as it's described. The patients can be 2 years old and older. Two different types of epileptic syndromes. I don't understand. I mean, I understand epilepsy, but I don't understand the different dysfunction.
Yeah,
in the brain.
Is getting deep into the weeds. These are pretty rare types of epilepsy.
And why is it big news?
Well, it's big news because it's marijuana-based. It's from the same active ingredient, the cannabis, that is the item that people seek for recreational use, and it's been illegal, and I think it's news because now...
Do you ever wonder why this stuff is illegal? Why is marijuana illegal?
Why originally did they make it illegal?
I mean, again, under the circumstances... Because it was used widely during the from the beginning of the century.
I think there was at a point in this country a paternalistic aspect to try to protect people from the things that people thought were harmful to their health.
Mm. I understand that the tobacco companies, when they were gaining their power, were very instrumental in getting. Because they couldn't somehow or other control this weed, the wacky weed they call it, and so they influenced lawyers to make it illegal, made the lawmakers to make it illegal.
Well, that's an interesting possibility.
Yeah, right. All right, so whether it's whether the average person is going to be using it, but what about other uses for marijuana? Have you ever said to anybody that came into your clinic, because you're on a cardiology unit, do you ever say to anybody when they come in that they need to relax and ever suggest to them that they smoke pot?
No.
Why?
Because there's a lot better ways to relax that are not potentially harmful to your health. And marijuana can harm your health from head to toe.
But if people make a decision to use it, I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
Right.
You know. But what about people that want to use it? It helps them out. Why should we get in the way of their being able to use it? And it's not a political discussion, but it's just very interesting. All the tools that are in your toolbox, this is one of them that is more helpful. I mean, look at all the people that get the negative impact of drug. I mean, how far do we have to go to look at the opioid?
Let's just talk 1 second. There are medical benefits of marijuana. They're used for, and if you want to go over them, we can. They're used for muscle spasms that are caused by multiple sclerosis. They're used for nausea from cancer when one's using chemotherapy, poor appetite and weight loss caused by chronic illness such as AIDS or nerve pain. And as we mentioned, they're used commonly in seizure disorders and also Crohn's disease. That's an inflammatory illness of the bowel. And the key ingredient, so-called THC, is used to treat nausea, improve appetite, and it is available in prescription form. There's some drugs, Marinol and Sesamet. These are two prescription drugs that have this key THC ingredient that can be used for all of these medicinal reasons. But this is very different than using it for recreational use. And in every, we've talked about this so much, Doug, over the years, in every little pill there's a lot of good things, but there's also some poison. And my humble opinion is, for recreational use, I'd rather use something that I know is not going to in any way harm me. And
I would
that's,
too.
That's my own personal opinion.
That's our choice. Yeah.
Right. And I'm not trying to pass judgment to others. If you want to go and use this recreationally and hurt yourself, it's free will.
Right.
But it's not my choice. And my choice is, I'd rather go to the gym and work out.
I know you would. All right, Dr. Ken Kronos.
Or have a love interest in my life. I mean,
there you go. Or both of those things.
Or both of those.
And one may lead to the other. Who knows who you'll meet at the gym.
And those would be my preferred. And, it's just amazing to me that some of the most actively eager people to not use cigarettes, tobacco, on the other hand, will recreationally use marijuana and say that it's not harming them. And just do a little bit of study in objective sources, and you'll see about the health issues with recreational use.
We all see things through different colored glasses, that's for sure. No question about that. All right, let me tell a story about people or an individual person. Maybe I'll take me or you or whomever. Actually, we could take any one of you listening and focus on what you're putting into your body. Ken and I talk about that all the time. Supplements, the kind of things that you eat, the foods. You'd rather get the omega-3s from eating a good piece of fish. But people don't eat fish every day. So here's the way to get through that problem. Folks at Purity Products, which is a very intelligent company, have created Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. This is a pretty small pill when you consider. Look at most of the cod liver oil pills, most of the fish oil pills that you get. Pretty large. This is about half that size. But it contains twice as much concentrated fish oil, concentrated krill oil. We know what the fish oil is good for. Ken, as a cardiologist, can tell you how it helps get the blood to your brain, your muscles. It's great for your body. But the krill oil is also great for your body because, among other things, it boosts joint comfort by working with the bursa, the sacs, the liquid that's in your joints, keep them from becoming arthritic and old and creaky. So you got two reasons, actually three, to get the Krill Omega 50 Plus. It has CoQ10 for energy. Why that? Because it's good. All these things are good. It's a great combination. CoQ10 is a crucial member of the key biochemical process that acts to catalyze the production of the primary source of energy in our bodies. I'm reading that from the literature. You can tell that. It's all about energy. All right. All about getting a free bottle. 800-355-1493. Call that number right now while you're thinking about it and say, I was listening to Doug Steffen. I understand I can get a free bottle of this to try it and see how it works. So send it along, and they'll say, yes, please. They'll ask you to pay for the shipping, a couple of bucks. That's about it. 800-355-1493. Fish oil is so good for everything. Your IQ will improve because you're getting blood to the brain. Free bottle. Put it to the test. Krill Omega 50 Plus, 800-355-1493. You will not be sorry I suggested this. Again, call now for the free bottle. Krill Omega 50 Plus, 800-355-1493. Doug Steffen here. The best way for you to lose weight, I can speak from experience because I'm on it, Calitrin. It's good for my energy. It's good for all kinds of other things. Suzanne, you've been there for 20 years, so you've seen some great stories, I'm going to bet, right?
For me, Doug, I have been on it for over 15 years for the arthritis. There's lots of benefits to the Calitrin other than just your weight loss. Whether you have 5 or 10 pounds or if you have 105 or 10 pounds, Calitrin can help. It's drug-free. You know, it's perfectly safe for your diabetics, your heart patients. So there's no drugs and no stimulants whatsoever.
Calitrin, you're a friend of ours. You'll be a friend of theirs when you get on this program. Lose the weight. Calitrin. You go to toploss.com. Use DJV as the code. You can also call them at 833-TOPLOSS, 833-867-5677 to talk to somebody that's an expert or online at toploss.com. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get 4 pillows for the price of 2. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country. Backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. The most recent podcast featuring Dr. Ken, there's a warning in there from Ken about venomous caterpillars. New study suggesting that intense emotional stress may be as bad for your heart as smoking. That information is on the current podcast with Dr. Ken at Good Day Health Show. Do you really understand the importance of having a healthy immune system? That's discussed in this podcast. And the venomous caterpillars, whoever heard, whoever thought. There also is a conversation on this podcast of studies that show most teens don't get enough rest, increasing their risk for heart disease later in life. And then there's the information about the household metabolism monitor and the memory diet. All of that, blood testing and what that tells about your diet, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Lots of great information archived at gooddayhealthshow.com. Just go to that website. You'll find the archives, the podcast there, gooddayhealthshow.com. There's an overview out this week about living long. We're always, I think most of the intent here is to help you live better and longer, right? Isn't that what we do? Ken, would you say that was a good description of what we try to do every
week? Absolutely. What people can do to help themselves.
The benefits that come with owning a dog are clear. Companionship, physical activity, support. It could save your life. A new study shows that dog ownership is associated with a reduced risk for cardiovascular disease. You're buying into that, right? You don't have a dog, though, do you?
I do not, but no. I do agree with what you're saying.
Heart attacks, 11% lower among those people who have dogs. This is a study of 3,300 people. Is that enough of a sample? 3,300 people.
That's a good number of people.
It is.
Okay. Oh, yes.
All right. Anyway, the ages are between 40 and 80 over a 12-year period. The findings suggest increased social well-being and immune system development with dog ownership. I have this sweet little new dog, Daisy May. She's just a sweet, sweet little thing. She's a love bug. And it does. It makes you feel good. Sit on the couch next to her and have her kiss you and want to hug you and that kind of stuff. I think it's, you can see, Ken, how this makes sense.
What does a human do for a dog?
No, again, it gives them love and affection. Yeah, because it's a two-way street, I think. That's a good question, though. 21 after the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Jack Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken runs a cardiology unit down in Florida, Lake Cardiology. A great place for you to go and visit. If you want to see him, I would advise it. I love seeing Ken. I love visiting with him. We've become great friends over the years. I'm not suggesting you become great friends, but I'm going to tell you he's going to help you out. Call that number in the office, 352-735-1400. Should you be from the area and listening to this program, or if you're from some other area and you're listening to the program and you think, wow, this is a good idea. I love listening to Ken's explanation about things. He makes nothing but sense. Oh, give it a shot. Three, it's vacation time, so take vacay day and go down and see Ken. And go over to the Space Coast, all those places. 352-735-1400. All right, a couple of studies this week involving women's breasts. One of the focus on vitamin D. We talk about this all the time. I don't mind you continuing to beat this drum, Ken, because it seems that vitamin D is way more important than we ever thought it was. And even I don't think people have heard vitamin D, the cry or the call to make sure you're getting enough of it in your system.
It is. We just have learned how important it is from head to toe. But what's interesting about this study is that it now gives us a level to shoot for with vitamin D, and it's specific to breast cancer. This comes out of the medical journal PLOS-1 this week, Doug, that high levels of vitamin D may actually reduce a woman's risk of breast cancer. Women with vitamin D blood levels of 60 or more have an 80% lower risk for breast cancer than those with levels of 20 or less. So know your family history. If you are with a family history for breast cancer, boy, this is something you really want to talk to your doctor about. If you've had it and you're concerned about recurrence, another good reason. But women, the next time you get your blood checked, ask if you need a vitamin D level.
Mm-hmm. Well, ask what your vitamin D level is, and then how that relates to your own breast There's got to be a reading somehow or other that tells you, okay, this is the acceptable level, and it'll help you if you're at this level not have breast cancer, right?
On the lab values, most labs will report 30 or higher being normal, but this study shows that for concerns about reducing risk of breast cancer, 60 is the number, and this is rather interesting because that's, I think, one of the first well-done studies that shows where you need a higher number to get effect than what's reported by most labs as quote-unquote normal.
Enough, yeah. All right, here's another focus on breasts. If you have dense breasts, what happens?
This is out of the Medical Journal of Radiology also this week, Doug. And what they did, these Norwegian researchers, they used automated breast density measurement tools, and they were able to see that they could more precisely confirm that a woman with dense breasts have higher risk of breast cancer. Dense breasts are not something that a patient feels. You can only tell if someone has dense breast tissue on a mammogram. So if you have this confirmed on mammogram, you're just more at risk of breast cancer. And this is the person who wants to get their vitamin D level over 60 and do whatever it takes. And that means really getting away from alcohol and just living a healthy life. All the things that lead to breast cancer, talk to a cancer preventionist.
There's all kinds of things, yeah. Alcohol, tobacco, fat. And in a sense, alcohol converts to fat, right? It's sweet, whatever the sugar.
Alcohol can lead to breast cancer, and it's actually living basically a hard, healthy life to prevent breast cancer.
A word to the wise from Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health at 28 past the hour. Questions for Dr. Ken coming up.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drug stores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
Hey, it's Chris from NeuroCoffee again. First, I want to thank all of Doug's listeners who purchased NeuroCoffee since we started advertising. Your response has been absolutely amazing, and we really appreciate all your positive comments. Second, I apologize if you're tired of my voice. I get it. I hate my voice too. But it didn't feel right to hire a professional to fake my passion for NeuroCoffee. It really is a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention and support your brain health. Every cup of NeuroCoffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in clinical trials to prove they work. With NeuroCoffee, you get a brain health supplement and great-tasting artisan coffee for as low as 50 cents a day. And as always, if you don't love it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund, and I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Start drinking NeuroCoffee to support your brain health now at GetNeuroCoffee.com. That's GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com. GetNeuroCoffee.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump told reporters on Air Force One that he plans to name his nominee to replace retiring Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy on July 9th. During the question and answer session, the president was also asked about Chief of Staff John Kelly and whether his job was in jeopardy.
No, we're getting along very well. Look, at some point things happen, but I will tell you we have a very good relationship.
Kelly has told people close to him he'd be happy if he made it to the 1-year mark, which would mean he would stay until late July. And as for his upcoming summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin, the president said,
"We're going to talk about Ukraine. We're going to be talking about Syria. We'll be talking about elections. And we don't want anybody tampering with elections."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
After this is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, Dr. Doug. Don't have a license. Well, I do have a license. I got a driver's license. Can I practice medicine with that? You got a driver's license, right?
Of course.
All right, so you and I could practice. Can you imagine you and I working in the same office? It would be, let's see, how let's instead of late cardiology, Kronhaus and Steffen. What do you think? Or Steffen and Kronhaus. Do you think that sounds better? Practicing law. I'll fix broken hearts. Then you can fix, you know, physically broken hearts. I'll fix the emotionally broken hearts. Is that a good idea?
Yes. Great demand for both.
there's an engaging endorsement right there. And all right. Meanwhile, questions to Dr. Ken, you can send them to me on Twitter at Doug Steffen or to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Here's a lady who's got a problem with palpitations. They start after I eat around 11:30 a.m., continue until I fall asleep. I was given a clean bill of health yesterday by my cardiologist. All labs and echocardiograms are normal. I'm taking magnesium and cod liver oil along with other vitamins. Nothing is helping. I'm a young 58-year-old. Is there anything else I can do to stop the palpitations?
Well, Gladys. Well, get a diagnosis. You know, when I hear a 58-year-old woman who's undiagnosed, I often get concerned about small vessel heart disease, which
explain that. What does that mean? What is that? What happens for that?
Well, this is a very, very common problem that's only been recently recognized, and some cardiologists, unfortunately, don't even look for it. And it's so common, it's believed that 60% of those who have a so-called normal heart catheterization actually do have heart disease. They have small vessel heart disease. They're the big coronaries, the big circulation tubes that bring the blood to the heart that sit on top of the heart. They're like tree trunks sitting on top of the heart. But, Doug, the heart has a thickness, and it's like a football with a hide. The thickness needs a blood flow. And there's actually a microscopic web or mesh that comes off of these big vessels that goes into the thickness of the heart. You can't see it with the naked eye. It's microscopic. These are called the small vessels or the microvessels. And they can either not relax well to let the blood in, or they can have obstructions. And these microvessels or small vessels can be the culprit causing palpitations. And it's especially common in perimenopausal women. It occurs in all ages and all sexes, but especially perimenopausal women, it's especially common. And it just needs to be diagnosed. And this might be the reason why this woman's having palpitations, if after a whole thorough evaluation they can't find the cause. This would need to be dealt with if it was small vessel heart disease. And then also, lifestyle is very important when it comes to palpitations. Getting enough sleep, 7 to 8 hours a night. And she said after food, I hope she's not taking in any caffeine. Some people, not everyone, but some people are very sensitive. Coffee, cola, tea, chocolate, Mountain Dew. Also, stress is so important here, and I wonder if that's another culprit for this woman, that she has just excess stress, mental stress in her life. That'll do it. And I would imagine she said all the labs were checked, so they ruled out an excessive thyroid, overactive thyroid can do this. But ask the doctor, ask a cardiologist who is familiar with small vessel heart disease to make sure that that's not the problem. I have a sneaking suspicion in a 58-year-old female who had an evaluation and they didn't find anything, that that might be the problem.
So could it be what she's eating, though? I'd like to know what she's eating. If she doesn't, she has this after she eats breakfast. I'd like to know what the heck she's eating.
Well, that's what I'm wondering, if it's after her morning coffee, and and that's triggering it, and that's why I mentioned that I talked about caffeine.
Right, okay. It could be carbs, though, in pancakes or waffles.
Well, I would try to do some detective work and see if there's a specific precipitator. What's the culprit?
If this lady came to you, would you automatically do a complete heart workup, a full workup?
I would, what I would automatically do is a very thorough history, and I would want to see if I could identify any of these precipitating events. You know, if I would ask her, if hypothetically, if I wanted you to have palpitations, is there anything you can do to make them occur? Mm-hmm. And so I would try to figure out, and you can't always do this with history, but see if there was anything you could figure out what's causing it. If I couldn't figure out what's causing it and I couldn't reverse it with lifestyle alone, then I would go do some testing, and I'd want to do an echocardiogram to see the structures of the heart, and I would want to do some sort of stress testing where I could then diagnose small vessel heart disease, stress echo, and PET stress testing. Not so much the nuclear stress testing, but the PET and the echo stress testing are very good for seeing small vessel heart disease if you know how to look. And then I would want to talk about diet, lifestyle, mental stress, smoking, caffeine. Sleep is so important. So many people have sleep issues. Probably 50% of Americans have some sort of sleep issue. And an untreated sleep issue can be a big culprit here.
So, palpitations, I was disappointed, though. I always love it when you talk about the heart. When it has palpitations, irregular heartbeat, it beats like a bag of worms.
Well, that's atrial fibrillation.
All right, so that's something different. Well, palpitations could be.
And with atrial fibrillation, it can present as palpitations.
Yeah.
I describe a palpitation where you feel your heart turning over inside your chest, skipping a beat. That's palpitation.
All right. Lydia is writing on behalf of her husband, Philip. She's concerned about prostate problems. She says that they routinely follow his PSA numbers, does screening every year, and then his numbers went up substantially. You and I have had this conversation about my numbers, wondering whether now there's a danger of over-treatment. She asked if it's what she's heard, it was a non-aggressive disease.
Well, let's talk about that, because prostate cancer is one of the cancers that you need to get a score, a Gleason score. And this is where you determine whether it's a very mild, as she's describing, cancer, or it's an extremely aggressive cancer. And there's not one size fits all. And prostate cancer is not one entity. It's an amazingly wide variety, vast difference types of entities. And there can be some prostate cancers, Doug, that grow so slowly that you won't die from it if you don't do anything. This is called watchful waiting, where the Gleason score is very low. It's a very mild, slow-growing cancer. And most guys, eventually, if you live long enough, will get prostate cancer. But many of them don't need any treatment because they grow so slowly. And this we call watchful waiting, where you biopsy with some frequency and you don't treat it because it's not getting aggressive. And most treatments for prostate cancer do have some adverse effects, especially if you want to continue to perform in the bedroom.
Yeah, bad news stuff.
But if you have an aggressive form of prostate cancer, that definitely needs to be treated. So this listener needs to find out from the urologist what the Gleason score is, how aggressive the tumor is, and if it's mild, don't worry about it. If it's aggressive one, you got to get it treated immediately.
All right, couple of strange new things to deal with on the horizon in a matter of moments. This is Good Day Health. Doug Steffen, Dr. Ken. Here's the reminder, as Ken just said, it reminded me that I haven't talked about MyPillow for a while here. MyPillow, how are you getting your pillows? Are you replacing the pillows you have? Ken will tell you that there are all kinds of creepy crawly creatures on those little mites that run around on pillows, pillowcases, in the bed, the mattress, all that stuff. And you can't wash most pillows. So when they get full of that yucky stuff, what do? You throw them out. And you buy MyPillows. MyPillows at MyPillow.com. You can wash them. You can dry them. Use them over and over again. Buy a couple for every bed in your house. If you don't have them, you need to get them. Order the standard MyPillow, either premium pillows and go-anywhere pillows, for this has become a standard, by the way, of the industry. Use the code DJV and you get 50% off of the price. That's pretty good, right? And that's the case with everything you buy at MyPillow.com. Ken underscores the value of a good night's rest. If you're not getting it, if you're asking yourself, geez, I can't remember the good... you're thinking, I don't remember the last time I had a good night's rest. Well, you need one every night. Ken just said that. So go to MyPillow. Thanks to them, you'll sleep well every night. Get great sleep. Order the pillows. Save money. Get the mattresses, the pillowcases, the sheets, the whole deal. It's all there. Made the sheets and the pillowcases 100% cotton. It's really a fabulous American product. Act fast. Quickly. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Save 50%. Everything in the catalog at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
It's literally out of this world. A newly imagined skyscraper could elevate your home to new heights. Cloud's architecture office has unveiled plans for a futuristic skyscraper. It's called the Alameda Tower, which will always be moving and never have a fixed address. That's because the tower will be in space, attached to an asteroid orbiting Earth. It sounds impossible, but NASA is working on an asteroid redirect mission where an asteroid is put into stable orbit. The Alameda Tower would be made of durable and lightweight materials with power coming from solar panels and a water supply from clouds and rainwater. And if you're wondering how you'll get to work, large passenger drones will shuttle you back and forth between the tower and Earth. Check out cloudsao.com to see the specs. Again, that's cloudsao.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Dear Diary, today I had two more people say, "You look good. Have you lost weight? Between you and me, it makes me feel really good." People started asking, "What workouts or diet are you doing?" And the famous, you know, "What's your secret?" I can't help but wonder, should I let them in on my secret? Well, Diary, you know my secret's Calitrin. I still can't believe how amazing it works, though. Yeah, I eat somewhat healthy and I exercise a little, but Calitrin seriously is the one doing all the work for me. I've never felt better. Anyway, I've got to go, Diary. I've got a date tonight. Talk to you later. XOXO.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6. I no longer have knee pain, and it makes my sister-in-law jealous.
I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
My name is Melissa. I've been taking Calitrin, and I've lost 22 pounds.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss. Try it today at toploss.com or call 833-TOPLOSS.
This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with a story on this year's problems with mosquito-borne viruses. There's a new one now found in a human for the first time, a certain mosquito-borne virus found in a human for the first time. We had a number of these every year, it seems, every year or two. There seems to be a different one of these viruses. But as it turns out, this one could actually be relatively common. This is the story of a teenager in Florida, first confirmed case of the Keystone virus, as it's called, Keystone virus. Research paper published this week in the journal Clinical Infectious Diseases. Virus discovered back in 64 in Florida has been present in the animal population, especially along the Gulf Coast of Florida, the East Coast of Florida. Virus, part of a family of viruses known to cause encephalitis. The teen who was diagnosed with it had a rash, had a fever. The researcher on this case says the virus could be fairly common in North Florida, as a matter of fact. Previous research suggesting around 20% of people living in Florida showed signs of Keystone virus antibodies. So if you have the antibodies in your blood, that's again another way of underscoring your immune system. Healthy immune system means you have plenty of antibodies in your blood, means you're not going to be subject to the vagaries of some of these things, these viruses, these bacteria that do approach. I mean, they're everywhere. As a matter of fact, some people, not necessarily jokingly, say once the planet is rid of humans and the way we're going, who knows how long that's going to take, the bacteria will take over. Hopefully, that's kind of a gross thing to think about, isn't it, in reality? All right, information from the world of medicine. Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health. Don't forget to check out his podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com, every week. Different new helpful information synthesized there so you can look at the archives and see what's what and who's who. All right, so here's the story of a man on a flight from one of the Spanish Caribbean islands back to Portugal. The passengers around him said he smelled awful, like his body was rotten or he hadn't been washed. 58-year-old man apparently contracted an infection while he was on vacation in one of these islands, and it caused his body tissue to fall apart, and he died. Tissue necrosis. What is that?
Tissue necrosis is death of tissue, and it's often due to staph infections of the skin.
Is it like that? What is that stuff that you get, begins with an M, that you hear
That's
about?
That's MRSA.
MRSA. Yeah, is it like that? That'll kill you, won't it?
That can do what you're describing, potentially.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but it's, how do you, where do these bacteria live? I can't imagine you can just, okay, well, we'll not go there. Because, you know, we know there's bad stuff there. How do you know where this stuff is?
You don't know where it is.
No, that's the point. So it is that would scare the hell out of people, I would think, from going to that island. Remember Legionnaire's disease?
Yeah, Legionnaire's disease originated at the Legionnaire's Convention in Philadelphia. And that's a bacteria that's commonly found in the moisture of air conditioning compressors, and reasons why you need to get those checked in those big institutions.
Keep them cleaned out as much as anything else.
Yes.
Do you think the opioid crisis is something we talk about all the time? Do you think, I don't know how many times you've run across people that are on the 12-step programs like AA, do you think that helps in a medicinal way, going through those 12-step programs?
Absolutely.
You do? You recommend it to your patients?
I recommend it as a possibility of one of the many things that can be used to get away from addiction.
Mm-hmm. I just find it interesting to see how various things are being treated. Here's a study on gut bacteria influencing metabolism. That's no news, is it?
But, we've talked about that, the microbiome. It's very important.
Yeah, right. Okay, so no big deal there. All right, we've covered a lot of ground here, and this portion of the Good Day Health Show. Make it a habit every week. Tune in to Dr. Ken. If you can't listen to the whole program, find that podcast. It's there, well-edited, well-constructed, with lots of great information to help you out through whatever medical problems you may have or questions you may have at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Three past the hour now. Another episode. We've got in and out information from the Good Day Health Department, and here to help us with understanding many of the things is sort of, he's continuously on duty, the continuum here, is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who takes apart a lot of the journals of the various associations, things that impact how you are treated, information doctors read, and sometimes you don't understand them. So as Dr. Ken is a cardiologist, let's focus on a couple of things about your heart, including what happens if you are a binge drinker.
This is out of the Journal of the American Heart Association this week, and we learned that young adults who binge drink alcohol are more likely to face risks to their cardiovascular health than those who do not imbibe. Frequent binge drinking, it's defined as 5 drinks or more in a row for men and 4 or more in a row for women per
occasion. Why is it different for men and women?
Within the past 30 days among adults between age 18 and 45. It's different between men and women because women are much more sensitive to alcohol. Yes. The risks for binge drinking include high blood pressure.
You've obviously never been drinking with me.
The risks of binge drinking include high blood pressure, cholesterol, and blood sugar. that can lead to heart attacks, cardiovascular disease, and stroke. You know, the definition of moderate drinking for men is 1 to 2 drinks per day, and for women it's 0 to 1 drink per day, only because women are more sensitive to alcohol. They metabolize it less well, and everything's harder for women.
So is there something in the chromosomes, DNA, female versus male, in terms of, or maybe not even the sexuality of it, but the need, if that's the right word, the desire to drink, get so drunk. What is there that fuels that?
Well, I think genetics are important in everything. The more we study genetics and try to individualize medicine, I think the more we realize how important genetics are, and everybody needs to know their family history. If they can figure it out, find it out, it's very important.
Can you tell when somebody visits your clinic at Lake Cardiology in Florida whether they're an alkie or not? By looking at them...
Not always. Some people conceal it rather well. Eventually, I hope I learn about it if it's there in the history. But some people are put it right out there to make it easy to know. But that's very individualized.
All right. Here's another focus on your heart. If you are fit at our age, what does it help?
This is great news. This is out of the Journal of the American Medical Association, the psychiatry edition this week. Doug, people with heart disease are at greater risk for depression, and people who are depressed are at greater risk of heart attack in later life. Well, the news this week is that if you're fit in middle age, you are guarding against not only depression as a senior, but also dying from heart disease if you do develop depression.
So, well, let's translate that. Does depression actually cause heart disease?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So here's the mind-body connection once again becoming prominent. That's really what you're saying. That's the way I hear it.
And you can interfere with that whole process that occurs that occurs commonly later in life by being fit in middle age.
Right. All right. So more focus on exercise. And to that end, the word from Calitren, Calotren, which is the number one choice now is in terms of health, because this is an all-natural. This is basically collagen. Collagen is the protein in your body that keeps the fat from developing when you're younger. That's why you're not fat. Most people are not fat when they're younger, but they get fat older because the amount of collagen you produce starts to decline as you get older. So if you supplement with collagen, and that's what Calitren basically is, then you're going to have the ability to squeeze out the fat, lose the weight, have more energy, your joints will feel better. This is a product that's been on the market for almost 30 years. So, you know, it's been proven. When people tell you, and you can see all kinds of testimonials when you go to toploss.com, you can actually order Calitren and lose the weight, guaranteed. Toploss.com, use the code DJV for a special 10% discount on all the bottles that you buy. Plus, if you are going to buy 3, you get the 4th one free. So order, lose the weight, you'll be satisfied. The benefits are just fabulous. Toploss.com, the code DJV.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.